But right now, joining us on the Snark Factor Hotline, you know her, you love her. You see her on Red Eye and Fox News on a regular basis. You can catch her over at AMAC as well. It's Jedediah Bila. Jedediah, how's it going?
You know, it's going, fingers. It's one of those days that have been seemingly going on forever, but I'm still standing, so I give myself a lot of credit for that.
Well, there's that. Yeah, it had the day, the week, the month is really dragged. We've talked about this before. You are you fancy yourself as an athlete. You run. You keep yourself in good shape. You have any advice for our buddy Duke right now, who is laid up on the phone in his recliner because he threw his back out, patting himself on the back, and he doesn't know how to get over this. He doesn't know how to get over his back injury. Any advice to Duke?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I used to run, and I still run occasionally, but I actually injured my knee. My left knee is basically in full-fledged tyranny against me, so I can't really, I can't run the way I used to. I have to say, I've never really thrown my back out by patting myself on the back, so I got to give you a lot of credit for that. I think you might be the first in that category. But,
you've been to D.C. enough to know that people can injure themselves quite a bit by patting themselves on the back.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I always tell people I don't go to D.C. very much, and when I do, I have to. It's very tedious for me to leave there and then have to sanitize my entire body. So I try not to go there that often. And this is coming from someone who lives in New York City, so it's that dirty over there. It's a different kind of dirty. New York's actually like dirty. Like, you know, you look down at the ground and you see dirt. D.C.'s dirty in a character kind of way. You know, the dirt is internal inside some of the people. So I try to avoid, particularly the politicians, I try to avoid it.
So basically, if Duke is turning to you for any kind of advice to recuperate from this injury, he's out of luck.
He needs to, well, I don't know what's wrong with him, and, you know, I'm the last person to make a record. It would just be just my luck that I would advocate for some kind of stretching or yoga, and he would, like, do further damage to his body, and I would have a lawsuit on my front, you know. I was going to say front porch, but I live in a box, so I guess I can't even say doorstep because I don't have one. Maybe doormat, I can say. I have a doormat outside the door, so I don't need any lawsuits, so I'm just going to tell him to consult a physician.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Jedediah Bila is opening up the floor for your medical questions on the Snark Factor. Tweet them to @JedediahBila on Twitter.
You know, I guess you're going to get me in trouble. Every time I go on the Internet and speak about food or nutrition, I don't know what it does to people, but it makes them crazy. I don't know if they're eating McDonald's at that moment and they feel violent toward me or what it is, but I'm really into this organic cooking and food. And I don't cook the food. Other people cook the food for me, but nonetheless, I eat it. And I've spent years researching this topic. This is, I used to eat, no one ate worse than me, really. I was a sugar addict. I mean, just soda, candy, bags of candy, buttered popcorn, a sheet cake a week. I mean, just I can't even tell you what I used to eat. And I changed my diet, and now I'm really passionate about it. So when I see people tweeting about it, I engage them. And I've learned that that's a really bad idea, because whatever they're eating at that moment, I think they get angry at me about it, and it turns into, wow. So I don't know that my medical anti-traditional medicine advice is going to go very well either.
Well, it's funny that you talk about how people are passionate about food, because I actually read a story yesterday that the whole Alex Jones-Pierce Morgan fight began by Pierce Morgan saying that he didn't like White Castle.
Really? Oh, let me tell you. White Castle is like, you know, Apple. If you're an Apple aficionado, if you love Macs and somebody says something about them, I've had friends not talk to me for a 24-hour period because I've said something bad about it, like a Mac, or praised a PC. And the same thing goes for White Castle. If you are a White Castle enthusiast, you're willing to take that all the way. And I happen to not be a fan of White. I mean, not just because I'm into healthy eating, but because I never really liked it, and let me tell you, I've had some hardcore battles over that, so I'm not surprised.
Look, I probably as far as human beings go, it probably is. I have the worst diet of anyone probably walking this planet. I usually start off a day with a I used to when they were still a viable company, a Hostess apple pie, a couple of Twinkies, and a liter of Mountain Dew is how I would start my day. And even I can't stomach White Castle.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste, you know. I think like certain other things I won't mention, but it's an acquired taste.
Like natural and, light.
But people who are into it, they're willing to do and die for those burgers. And not only that, let me just say, I was also opposed because the burgers are too small. Why do I need to buy 4 and 5 burgers to equal one decent burger? No, if I ask for a burger, I want a burger. I want something I can sink my teeth into, not this little toy burger or, you know, midget burger. I know that's a politically incorrect word, but it's true. It's like this stunted burger, and I'm just opposed to that. Well, one thing I will say is, although I love healthy cooking and organic foods, I like my portions big. So, you know, people who take me on dates to these restaurants where they're like, it's really exquisite food and it's small portion. Yeah, I'm not down with that. Bring me a nice big dish of pasta, a big salad. I want it hearty. That's how I like my food.
Make sure you tweet that, kids, in the chat room. Jedediah Biela likes it hearty. Jedediah Biela is joining us on the Snarkcast.
And that will be the takeaway from the interview, no matter what I say next.
Well, we were talking before you got on the air, or we brought you on the show. Tanya Gale, who's at the news desk, is a very healthy person. And
tries to be.
Yeah, she tries to be. Does a much better job than me or Duke. And Tanya was talking about gardens what? And go ahead and tell Jedediah what we were talking about, Tanya.
It was just, you know, governmental overreach again, but at a smaller level with gardening. There's a couple down in Orlando. I don't know. The story was on Drudge yesterday. Their city council in Orlando, Florida, is basically telling this couple to take down their vegetable garden because the plants are too high. You know, they have too many plants. No, this is part of it. And to replace it all with grass. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This is an organic garden. It's beautiful, by the way. It's Florida. They can grow all year round. And they're telling these people, no, you can't have this. We don't want you to. It doesn't conform. I'm like,
yeah, that's a disgrace. No. I mean, that's their private property. That's disgrace.
It is their private property. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fresh organic. They're eating it. They're using the produce from that garden to supplement their diet. That's how they save money as well. And the city council they've been coming back to them and complaining. And now they're up to, if they don't get rid of the garden, they're going to be slamming them with a $500 fine every day that they don't have this garden, that they don't comply. They're fighting back, this couple. They're asking people to, they're sending people radish seeds and a sign that says protect our, you know, save our garden or something like that, so to show support for urban gardeners, which I happen to be one. So this really strikes at the heart of a lot of things. But it is the same micromanagement. It's the same bully tactic that we're seeing from 1600 Pennsylvania Ave down to the local city councils. This, we know better than you. We're going to we must micro-control everything you do.
Well, forget 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, and Jedediah knows this full well, being that she has America's nanny as mayor. I mean, these are some of the bullying tactics that you see in New York City, is it not?
Oh, yeah, we see it with respect, usually to food in New York City, because Bloomberg has decided that the obesity campaign is going to be, you know, that's what he's really interested in. And he's not really interested in discussions about what actually causes obesity. He's only interested in banning products for people across the board. It's like a one-size-fits-all rule, even though a lot of the people he's targeting aren't obese. And oftentimes with measures, like, for example, you can buy two small drinks, but you can't buy one big one. I mean, it's just absurd. Tactics but I agree with you as far as the, you know, these things often do start at a very, very localized level. And once they gain acceptance at that level and people start, you know, sort of saying, well, it's no big deal. It's just a garden. Yeah, well, it's no big deal turns into Obamacare on a national level because people become accustomed to their rights being taken away little by little, and it becomes, unfortunately, the norm, and they become passive citizens. Whereas something like that, I mean, that's outrageous. And if you had read that story years ago, it would have been unbelievable to people. Now people read that and they say, well, this is typical, and they sort of shrug, even if they're shrugging in disagreement, and say, well, this is life as it is now. And that's unfortunately how all of that stuff becomes a societal norm.
Jedediah Beal is joining us. Tanya Gale's over at the news desk. Thomas LeDuc is over at the complaint recliner. Jedediah, there's going to be some big changes. Well, I shouldn't say big changes, but Thursday, I believe it's Thursday, your governor in New York is going to give an address about the state of guns in the state of New York City. What are you expecting to hear?
Oh, it's massive gun control measures. I mean, I was just on Lou Dobbs tonight talking about a quote that he had said with respect to hunting, how you don't need X amount of bullets or however he phrased it in order to take out a deer. And I was saying, maybe not. But if three intruders enter your house with semi-automatics, you might need a couple of rounds. I mean, what if you get knocked over? I mean, these people just, there's no comprehension for the idea that law-abiding citizens want access to the same kinds of weaponry to protect themselves, their families, their property, as the criminals have. Because criminals don't obey laws, regardless of what the left thinks. They can set up as much protocol as they want, and they can set up the background checks. And some of these things I agree with, by the way, in terms of the background checks and in terms of making sure that mentally ill people don't have access to weapons. Mm-hmm. And you are faced with more severe charges if you gain access to an illegal weapon. Okay, I can get on board with some of these things, but I'm also a realist, and I realize that no criminal who's bent on destruction is going to utilize these outlets to get their guns. So we're still going to have a problem with people in society, like it or not, who are going to get access to these weapons. What we need are more people of sane mind and body who pose a threat to these people. And if they're waiting at their doors when intruders come in and they are armed, they are infinitely more capable of protecting themselves. And let me say, I'm a fan of self-defense that doesn't involve weapons as well. I mean, I take self-defense classes. I'm very passionate about that. I'm well aware that you have a number of weapons on your own body from your elbows on up and down that you can use. But I'm also a realist, and if you are faced with two or three people or even one person that is armed, you are at a disadvantage. I don't want law-abiding citizens at a disadvantage. Cuomo is what he's expressing is essentially that he has no comprehension of the Second Amendment. You know, anyone who can talk about the Second Amendment and talk about hunting just doesn't get it. The Second Amendment exists to protect us against tyranny. And yeah, you know, people say you're extremist when you say that could come from the government. Well, okay, that's our history. That's how the Second Amendment came about. So, you know, you have to understand what people are trying to defend, their rights to protect themselves, their family, and to protect against potential tyranny. Hopefully that never happens, but one never does know down the road what our world is going to look like, and I want people to have their rights.
Jedediah Beal of Fox News fame, you catch her on Red Eye on a regular basis, and of course you can see her work over at AMAC. What's up next for you, Jedediah? What do you got coming up in the next few weeks?
I'm doing Varney & Company tomorrow morning on Fox Business for the full 10 a.m. hour with Charles Payne and Stewart. We do that sometimes, and I have three Fox Business spots booked for next week. Lots of Fox News and Fox Business coming up in the next few weeks, and the next, as far as the eye can see, pretty much. And some new columns. I write a lot for AMAC, and I did renew my contract, so you will see a lot of commentary there. But I'm also, when I wind up with extra pieces, they're sort of scattered. So sometimes, you know, Breitbart will get one. Sometimes they're sort of all over the place. So people, you know, should go to my site, and they can link out from there to the columns. But lots of writing and lots of TV. And I don't know, we're going to shake things up a little bit. I haven't figured out quite how I'm going to shake them up more than I did last year, but I'll come up with something, so don't worry about it.
Why don't they just give you a damn office over at Fox News at this point? I mean, really, you're there every day.
People keep saying, why don't they give you, like, a sleeping bag? And that really appealed to me, because then I thought of, like, Slumber Party, and I'm into those, as long as there's snacks. And then I, like, in my mind, went to a place where I'd have, like, a TV that I could watch late-night horror films, and it became kind of like more about my own fun than the practicality of being there for the next day's segment. So I abandoned that thought in my mind. But plus, I'd be afraid. Like, can you imagine if, like, you know, I invited the Red Eye Boys to hang out and we're all hanging out at Fox News like after hours? I mean, that could be some serious damage. So,
well, if there's a bar there. You know, but
well, you know, I mean, I'm assuming if I have a sleeping bag, I'll be able to bring the snacks and the cocktails. I mean, I'm pretty small, so I could fit in the sleeping bag with an array of snacks. And you know, I mean, I don't really drink alcohol because I'm crazy enough without it. I really don't need it, in case you haven't noticed. But, you know, I'm sure I could fit a lot of goodies in there. So probably not the best idea. Fox News is probably very smart to make me go home at the end of the night and come back the next day.
Okay. Well, Jedediah, you know, thank you so much for joining us. It's always nice to talk to you. Please let everyone know where they can find your work on the internet.
JedediahVila.com. Follow me on Twitter at JedediahVila. And I have a Facebook page, too. Lots of folks don't like Facebook anymore, but I'm there. So you guys should come. And I think it's like a like page. So just come and like me. I mean, if you like me. If you don't like me, you get to hit the like button, and you can come on the page and tell me why you don't like me. So either way, it's a win-win for you.
Well, do you have a MySpace page?
I don't have a MySpace. You know, I had a MySpace page way back in the day before I got involved in politics that I'm very thankful I took down when I got involved in politics. In fact, like, I wrote my first couple of columns and my entire life on the internet I just pulled. And I'm thinking to myself, that was probably the best decision I ever made because, you know, people search for me now when I can only imagine, you know, what could be distorted and twisted. And I've had my fair share of adventures, so I'm sure that's documented somewhere that someone will find. But I used to have a MySpace. I used to have accompanying music. I went the full nine yards.
Oh, I can only imagine. Okay.
It was dance music. Oh, it was like, it was like Rihanna style. Yeah, it was stuff that made you want to. Well, not you, of course.
I would have died a little inside if I had gotten on your MySpace page, is what you're telling me.
You would have died a little. You might have cried a tear or two. But at the end of the day, I believe that you might have danced a little too, you know? Even if it was in your own home and the privacy of your own space, you would have been, you know, you would have been doing something with a little dance going on if you were listening to that. But you can't help yourself. Plus, I had, you know, entertaining photos. I mean, it was very enticing, much more interesting than what I have going on, you know, now on Twitter and Facebook. But what can I say? That chapter's closed.
Sunrise, sunset. There you have it. Okay. Jedediah, thanks so much for joining us. Let's do this again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Jedediah Beal, everyone. We're going to take a break, and we come back.